Iran is sending its drones and its missiles into your neighboring countries, American allies throughout the Gulf. Before the war, your government traded with them. You had relations with them. If your government survives this conflict, how do you go back to doing business with countries you're sending drones into and hitting civilian targets?
Well, obviously, these are the countries who have given their soil to American forces to attack us. So what can we do? We just sit and watch that American forces are attacking us from their soil? And,
but your drones are going into civilian areas and hitting plants and hotels and civilians.
No, this is not the fact. We are only targeting American assets, American installations, American military bases. Everything belongs to Americans. And this is a fact that they are using their soil. You know, just there are many, many examples. Just yesterday, they, attacked our islands using HIMARS artillery rockets, which are low-range, rockets, mm-hmm. and they used the territory of UAE to attack us. A week ago, three F-15 jet fighters were shot down, apparently by a friendly fire in Kuwait, but nobody asked what they were doing in Kuwait. They were using Kuwait and, airspace of a neighborly, a friendly country to attack us. So it is obvious we cannot just, remain,
right.
Well,
so many of these countries are part of CENTCOM, but this is the point, is that it's going to hurt your country in the long term.